What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, and I'm out here at the Globe today with Fred Davis. We got Ruben Portillo hanging out with us as well, and back in the studio, Alec Medford taking care of us, making sure that you can hear us today. And gentlemen, first off, welcome in.
Absolutely.
And welcome back out to the stadium. Fred, you're out here frequently, man. You guys,
yeah, we do a lot of weekend shows out here, and then we were just here last night. I feel like we never left.
Yes, we are in the Comerica backyard, dead center field. So if you get out here today, once the doors open up, you can swing through, say hello to us, and get ready for a potential
sweep.
Did you bring? Are you bringing your brooms out to the stadium today?
No, I didn't. But I'm sure there'll be enough. There's enough Yankees crap floating around here that I'm sure we can just take a shirt off somebody and use that to mop up the nastiness.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
The New York Yankees.
Was it you? You were here last night.
I was.
Was the environment the same as what we heard the night before? Because we heard the night before when Goldschmidt hit that home run, this place erupted, and it was about half the crowd was Yankees.
It was a good look. There was a handful of Yankee fans in front of us at the suite last night. I mean, there was a lot of Yankee fans here.
Mm-hmm.
The only two times I've seen, I mean, again, I've been to a dozen or so games at least in the last year that I've been here now. Astro fans obviously come in full force. Dodger fans, though,
yep.
I think is probably, and my boy Ruben Portillo can attest to that, as you know, we like to people watch here in the Comerica backyard. But Dodger fans, I would say, was 1A, probably Astros 1B, and then the Yankees
okay.
after that. Would be just this man's uneducated opinion.
That be my history of being yeah. a Rangers fan is whenever I've come out to Yankees games, I've always been like, "Dad, come, man. Mm-hmm. They're into it, too." Being at a Dodgers game, I got to see.
Oh, like, no, they're into it.
The focus at Dodgers games is the game. Like, they yeah. focus on it. And last night, that was one of the things. I think it was the eighth inning as Evo was going back out. I heard Mike say, "Hey, do you think the fans here don't realize how special of a night Nathan Eovaldi's having?"
Right.
And I was like, and my thought was, because Mike's always complaining that the fans aren't loud enough, they're not involved enough here at the stadium.
Yeah.
And I started like thinking, man, maybe it's because they had not scored runs. You know, maybe, and you were here last night, so you know the kind of the environment. They had not scored runs. They were kind of waiting for a moment to pop.
No, 100%.
And it wasn't until Rowdy Tellez had his double. He had what, 10 pitch at bat, and then everybody stood up and started getting rowdy about it. Nice to hear that.
I see what you did there.
And then it felt like ninth inning, Phil Maton, everybody's up. But Nate Eovaldi last night, that right there is what we discussed all day yesterday.
Yes.
That's the excitement. Yes. That's why we believe this team has a chance, because that dude can step on the mound and give you that kind of an outing.
Shut it down yesterday. Now, I will say, I think the biggest, and again, if you were at the game last night, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line, I think the biggest ovation or the biggest raucous reaction of the night was the double play in the ninth inning.
Dude,
when Seager makes that play, flips it over to Semien over for the double play, me, Zave, and Blake were on our way out, and I mean, this place erupted. I mean, it was, and like I said, it was, I mean, don't get me wrong, people got nutty for the Rowdy Tellez hit, but that double play, people went bonkers.
Yeah, and for you know what's crazy too is Seegard made a handful of really good plays last night.
He had a good night defensively.
He had a great defensive night, and so you'd seen that. But then it was when the moment was the biggest.
You had to have it.
You know, one of the things I do want to talk about with Boach here in about 15 minutes is when Seegard gets a ball and it feels like, oh, I need to rush. You see him sometimes slow down.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of see him go, oh, no, the ball's in my hand now, and I know I can throw this guy out. He slows it down a little bit. And it happened a couple times yesterday defensively. Then on that play specifically, he knew, I got to speed this up just a little bit.
Oh,
but he was still on time with everything, and that was a fun game. That was an absolutely fun game.
And look, I've been critical of Corey Seager's defense. No one's going to get him confused for being a Gold Glove shortstop. But the plays he made, and again, those are the kind of plays that you need out of a guy like him. And again, he rose to the occasion because, it wasn't a must win last night.
Right.
But you and I talked about this on Monday.
You want to win.
Well, not just that, but it's like, you know, did you feel like, and I can't remember if it was somebody in our station that said this about how it felt like this. And maybe it was you. We've talked a lot.
I say lots of words.
We do say a lot of words. It felt like it was an elimination week, right? It was
Walchuk.
I think it was Walchuk that said that during crosstalk. That's what it was. About how, you know, this week had the feeling of an elimination type week as far as just what was at stake here. And so to win in the fashion that you won on Monday, to win in the fashion that you did yesterday for a guy like, and again, another hat tip to Chris Young. Roddy Tellez, you picked up a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that was probably that hit last night and the 3-run homer he had against Detroit 3 weeks ago or whatever. Well, I mean, those have been the two biggest plays. Now, he's a little bit nerve wracking watching play first.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Whenever that ball got hit to him and it bounced up in the air, you didn't believe that he had it the entire time?
I mean, and again, that's a hard play to make, so I'm not in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, you watch guys like a Josh Smith, okay?
Yeah. Slide over into the third base dugout was special.
You know, I mean, Josh Smith is pretty nasty with the glove, right? And so, and again, this team has been statistically one of the best. I mean, I don't think it's been a coincidence that when this team doesn't play, or when this team looks funky defensively, they typically lose,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's very uncharacteristic of them to do it, and that tends to be one of the characteristics of when they do lose. So that all that being said, bringing it back to Roddy Tellez, you know, he's been a grinder for this team, and that was and we'll talk to Mike about this, that was a professional at bat. Last night.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that was a grown man, professional hitter at bat. And, you know, look, hell, Devin Williams might be getting put on assignment at the rate he's going right now, because that's two blown saves, or at the very – I mean, he didn't blow a save last night, but that's two games in a row now where he spit the bit in the biggest moment.
Yeah, no, and I love what you're saying about the big boy at bat there, too. He's a dude that, as they were discussing last night, he makes contact. He battles up there. And, like, that was one thing I kept going when he was at the plate during that at bat. I was like, I trust that he's going to put the ball in play. And with zero outs at the time, that felt even, like, more imperative.
Absolutely.
Considering how many times they'd got runners in scoring position.
That's it, dude.
With one out. And you were like, okay, all right, let's make something happen. And it just wasn't happening through the night.
Has our boy Jock broke through, by the way?
Jock, man, hey, listen.
Don't bleep with me.
I want to know what clicked. Was it my post on Twitter when I said that he doesn't show up when I need him to? Because since then,
I heard he follows you on the gram.
Yeah, he has made me look foolish.
That's okay,
though,
man.
So I'm all right with that.
Look, Jock Peterson, and I'll tell you what, shout out to Sean, RJ, and Bobby, because I've said this time and time again on Fan After Dark, I am a huge Brett Boone fan.
Yeah, okay? He's great, man.
That dude has forgotten more about baseball than most of us will ever know. But his insight and the way he breaks things down, and, you know, and again, I'm not saying he listened to the show yesterday, but just telling you, he mentioned Jock's a guy that's had success before.
That is true.
All right? And the old – and look, I've worked with enough professional athletes. You've worked with enough professional athletes to know their whole saying is if you've done it once, you can do it again.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah,
and
we hear Jerry say that.
Jock has been – we all know, and Brett talked about it, he has not been the guy that they thought he was going to be. That said – do we get – you know, is it time to put a little respect on Bruce Bochy's name forever? And I get it. It's only two games. But everybody, oh, what's he got? Pictures of the front office. Why are they batting him fifth? Well, that you've seen the last two nights. That's why Bruce Bochy is a Hall of Famer, all right? And the rest of us are sitting here twiddling our thumbs, wondering, you know, watching games from our couch, which, again, hey, we all love that.
Yes.
But sometimes you guys like Bruce Bochy and Chris Young have earned that right
yeah.
to tinker with the lineup. And, oh, by the way, look, they know more about Jock Peterson than we do. They know the insides. You know, one of the questions I'm going to ask Boach is just as far as, like, you know, just a little bit by, you know, behind the scenes of the mental side of it. But that's what you saw. And it's as much about Jock Peterson last night getting on base every time he was up, scoring one of the go-ahead runs yesterday, but more importantly, how important it was to have a guy like a Bruce Bochy and a Chris Young have faith in him to do what he's done the last two nights. And that's a testament to not just Jock, but also the front office and Bochy for having faith. And Brett Boone for keeping this guy's head as afloat as it could be, given everything he's been through in the first 4 months of the season.
Yeah, and these guys, like, you're starting to see, too, all across the board, Jock in particular, patient at bats.
Yeah, working counts, man.
Last night, working counts for sure. Those things are imperative,
baseball.
Especially whenever you're. And I know what I said last night, somewhere around the sixth or seventh inning. I think it was about the time Warren came out. I said, hey, is this a pitcher's duel?
Yeah.
And Twitter lit up and was like, no, this is just the Rangers' inability to score. The Yankees weren't scoring either.
No.
And Will Warren was really good last night. He had moments where he made the Rangers look foolish. No. But the Rangers stuck to it. They stayed patient. They waited for the moment. And when the moment happened, they took advantage of it. Nathan Eovaldi, to go back to him and his excellence, man, he's allowed one or fewer runs in 13 of his 14 starts.
Mm.
I mean, first off, that's spectacular.
That's video game numbers.
We saw it against Cincinnati early in the season, and we were like, man, isn't that cool that he did that already? And then, like, he continues to do it. The excluding openers, the only other MLB pitcher in modern era to do that 13 times in 14 starts is Bob Gibson in 1968.
He had a good run.
Yeah, he was all right. You know, he was okay. But yeah, man. So again, continued dominance from him, and then today we get Jack Leiter on the mound out here at the Globe, and we're looking forward to that. Now, the story that just won't go away.
Mm.
The story that just continues to come up, and it's going to be a headline. It's going to continue to be a headline until it is resolved. Is Micah and Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones was stopped by Jane Slater yesterday and was asked about the agreement with Micah Parsons.
It's my understanding nothing was put in writing. So how would you describe a deal getting, so to speak, done and then walked away from?
I bought the Dallas Cowboys with a handshake. Took about 30 seconds. And I gave the number, shook hands. The details we worked out later. As a matter of fact, one of the details involved a lot of money, and we had to flip a coin over that. But the fundamental, I'm buying, and you're going to sell it to me for that range, that's done. And those are done with eye contact and handshake.
So is there...
So just so you understand why I... the way that I communicate with people that I negotiate with. So but let's leave it at that. There is no question that in the case of a player contract, you have to have it in writing. All parties do. We have a contract in writing, yet we're still talking about renegotiating it. So much for that.
Okay, two things there. One, Jerry, you know better. You know that an eye contact and a handshake is not how deals are. There may be some very loyal people out there that they can say, okay, we agree on this. Too many people get screwed over by something not being on pen and paper.
Yeah.
All right? And then so to follow up with, but we know we got to have the contract. So then he follows up going, we do have a contract.
Yeah.
Micah is under contract.
Right.
Let's not forget that. He just wants to renegotiate right now, and we are where we are, and we thought we had something because he looked me in the eye and shook my hand. But you know, Jerry, that not a single player gets paid by a contract that doesn't have your signature and his signature on it.
Well, okay, and I don't disagree with anything you said. And when you listen to it on the surface and when you listen and when you read it on paper or whatever, read it in a tweet, and that certainly you're not wrong in any way, shape, or form from that standpoint. However, I will say this, and this is where I think, and shout out to Bobby Belt for talking to David Mulligetta. That was a hell of a pull.
Yeah, that was great stuff.
Great information. And by the way, go check out the morning show on the Odyssey app if you haven't listened to it already after we get done with our show. Yeah. That said, let's not, and I get it. It's easy to slam Jerry, and again, it's always 1995 when you're around Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, literally, it's always 1995. That said, Micah, who has continuously talked about his relationship with Jerry, got Jerry's phone number, knows how Jerry operates, he says. Jerry said, we got the and again, I'm just saying what he said, we had the fundamentals of a deal in place. And I know that we've got to come back and put everything in writing and all that kind of stuff, but the fundamentals of a deal were in place. So it sounds to me like he and Micah broke it down, threw out the fundamentals of what that deal was going to look like, had mm-hmm. the parameters, and I think we discussed this last week, but had the parameters of a deal in place. And let's say Micah knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Micah's not dumb. Jerry's not dumb. So if you and I are talking about a deal and we have the quote unquote parameters of a deal in place, and okay, go get your boy, come back, and we'll put pen to paper and we'll finalize all the, you know, the fine print and what have you, and then you come back and all of a sudden things look different, which is kind of what Jerry's hinting at. Is Jerry being maybe a little bit stubborn about it? Maybe is he being a little indignant about it? Because, hey, wait a minute. I thought you and I had a deal.
Mm.
I thought you and I had, you know, I thought we said A and B and C were D. Now you're coming back and say, well, wait, I want F, G, and H.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, which is kind of
that.
What this sounds like to
me. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think Jerry feels a little bit, dare I say, hoodwinked, maybe bamboozled, or so to speak, as far as, Mike and I had a deal in place. We had the outline of what this thing was going to look like. Then he went back, brought his representation in, and they said, not so fast.
Well, the word came out yesterday from Cynthia Freeland that she thinks it's unlikely Micah plays. Jerry said yesterday that
yeah.
he doesn't think so. And we'll have Cynthia Freeland on the show on Friday to ask her
perfect.
A little more
perfect.
About that. So coming up next, though, it is time to talk with Rangers skipper Bruce Bochy next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis, expecting to have Bruce Bochy here in just a moment. And as a matter of fact, it is time to talk with our Rangers skipper, Bruce Bochy. Whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today with Olshan. Boch, how's it going today, man?
All good. Good morning, fellas.
Man, last night was an absolute blast. The night before, an absolute blast as well. And we're seeing this team start to, it feels like they're recognizing the moment, Boch. I don't know if that's a real thing. I know a couple of years ago, you told the Septembers when there's not a lot of baseball left and it's time to start, you know, getting things in order. Is this a little before where you guys are saying, hey, okay, there's not a lot of baseball left. Let's go ahead and get things rolling.
Well, I think they all know what's at stake. I mean, we'll get some.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ground to make up, and all these games are important. And even though we had a tough road trip, I thought we really did a good job of, you know, fighting, trying to get back in games that we got behind. Sure, we lost some tough ones, but then come home and have two great wins like this. Hopefully, that builds some momentum, and you know, we do get on a good roll. That's all it's going to take.
Is there a pitcher that you can compare to Nate that you've seen in your career with this type of, like, the way he goes to the mound, the intensity he goes up there with, the just kind of the trust that you have in him whenever you send him up there?
Gosh, I've had some good ones.
Yeah.
You know, just thinking through it, you know, that pitches with his style, you know, a four-pitch guy, I mean, I think of Jake Peavy. You know, Jake had that same kind of focus and intensity. You know, he was a good one, but Bumgarner. But he, you know, he was left-handed. But you know, it's man, he's just unique in the fact that you know, he's got four pitches and he uses all of them. He's pretty balanced with that. You know, using the four against all the hitters. He doesn't get in the pattern, and just remarkable control. You know, those things are, it's a rare deal. That's why his numbers are what they are. And then you look at the man, you know, and how competitive he is, how intense he is with every pitch. He just never drifts mentally out there.
Skip, you gave me you almost gave me PTSD when you mentioned Madison Bumgarner when your Giants took care of my Royals back in 2014. So I don't want to think too much about that. But let me ask you this: and Josh Jung was on this was on our program yesterday and was talking about, you know, and didn't really want to get into it too much about having to be sent back to the minors and get his mind right. You've made some really tough calls this year as far as moving Simeon up and down the lineup, giving Adolis 5 days off. Josh Jung, Jake Berger, you know, what are those conversations like when you sit down with these guys and try to explain to them, like, look, this is for the benefit of not just you, but the team as well?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to have those hard conversations that aren't a lot of fun for the player or for you, but, you know, you have to try to do things to get guys on track, also do what's best for the club. You know, we all have our moments. I'm talking about players, mm-hmm. where, you know, they may need to be moved in the order, or the cases, a couple of cases this year, maybe go down, get reset down in the minor leagues, and you know, just working some things where, you know, there's not so much pressure on you. Anyway, it's the toughest job, I think, for a manager. It's like spring training. When you're sending the guy down, especially at the end, you know, the early ones are easy, but when you get toward the end, there's a lot at stake for these players making the team versus going down to AAA. And so those aren't easy conversations, but you know, they have to be done, and you have to do what you think's right. You know, if you have the conviction, then you just be honest with them and you tell them exactly what you're thinking, what we're doing.
No question with that. Bruce Bochy joining us here talking all things Texas Rangers. We're getting down to proverbial nut-cutting time, Coach, with roughly, what, 6-7 weeks left before the playoffs get rocking and rolling. And so what do the conversations and the messages get shorter now as far as kind of what goes back and forth between you and the team? And like you already alluded to, these guys already know what's at stake, especially since we're now in the, you know, throes of a wild card run.
Yeah, it's not like we're having meetings every day talking about it. No,
okay.
I don't do that. You know, we had a meeting the first day after the All-Star break, and sure, we have our hitters meetings. We talk about it and our pitchers meetings, but now as far as getting the club together, these are men here. They've been around. They know what's at stake. And I've talked to a few players. And, I tried to do that as much as I can on guys who I think I need to talk to. And it's a good group here. They get it. They know what we need to do, and that's come out and play well every night.
I wanted to stick back on Seager real quick. He made some pretty awesome defensive plays last night, and I just noticed this. He appears to kind of slow things down when he gets the ball in his throwing hand, but then that play in the ninth inning, he knew he needed to speed things up to turn that double play. What do you think of his presence on this defense?
Yeah, he's got such a great clock on him as far as knowing when to speed things up, when he has a little bit more time. He has such a good feel, and so much is talked about his hitting, but he is really, really, an outstanding shortstop. He's got great hands. There's been balls there that's taken some really tough hops, and he makes it look easy, and he's got a gift, and he's an accurate thrower, but that play last night, he knew what was at stake and gave Marcus a perfect feed, and Marcus said, he did a great job of turning it. Those are plays that win games. And, I mentioned it last night. Another game, you can have a great game without doing something offensively. And he did it.
Well, and, speaking of that offensive part of it, I've just noticed over the last maybe a couple days, maybe a couple outings, it seems like Seager's kind of itching to chase at that low pitch. And I'm just kind of curious, in your experience, how does a hitter get into a place where they just cannot resist a certain pitch or a location when they just like, I got to go after that one?
Well, it shows you how tough hitting is. I
mean, yeah.
Guys are pretty good on the mound, and nobody wants to chase a pitch down there, but he's human, and he's aggressive. He's one of those guys that he's looking to hit every pitch. That's his style, and it works for him, and that's why he's had a tremendous career. And I think it's heading to the Hall of Fame. That's how good he is. And I don't think that's unusual for some hitters to go in a little, I don't want to say skid or slump, whatever, but with the way you chase occasionally. Yeah, he's always done that. When I saw him in L.A., he did that, but nobody adjusted better than him.
And, yeah.
And reset at the plate. So, no, it's going to happen.
Skip, what has impressed you the most, outside of hitting the ball, obviously, from what you've seen out of Joc Pederson these last two nights? And what's clicked for him that wasn't clicking at the start of the year?
Timing, confidence. Two, I think, go hand in hand. He just on time. And he was late on the fastball earlier, and I've seen the ball better. He's taking pitches that he should be taking, and he's not missing his pitch. And, it's a couple games, but you got to like where he's at right now. He's on base four times, barreling up the ball. This is more who we know, and knock on wood, this is what we're going to see from Joc from here on out, because we need him. He's a big part of this offense. He was signed to come here to be a big part of it, and you saw what he can do when he's right.
Question for you. You've been doing this for a long time, and back in the day it was, all right, just tell guys, don't look in the newspaper, and, for the most part, they wouldn't hear all the criticism. Now with social media and, folks being able to get real-time information and criticism 24/7, 365, how do you have that conversation with a guy like a Joc Pederson who has caught his fair share of flack considering what people expected out of him? What are those conversations like now with guys when it comes to trying to shield them from that?
Yeah, again, as you mentioned, with the social media, these guys know everything going on. They hear everything.
Right.
So, we talked a couple of days ago, and we brought in some pitchers that could provide some live batting practice for them. And so he did hit off of a right-hander the day he hit the pinch hit home run. And I just talked about it. He's been missing reps more than anything with the injury. And, And we rushed them back. I said, that's on us, but yeah, we felt like your presence was needed. But right now, we need to ramp that up a little bit and start facing some live pitching so we can get this timing back on track a little bit sooner. Well, I didn't know it would happen that night. Nobody did. And ended up hitting a home run that tied the game in the ninth, of course, with the game we had yesterday. But the guy can hit. He can flat out hit. But sometimes you do lose a little confidence, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. He's been trying everything, but sometimes you can just overclutter your thinking there a little bit, and I think that's been part of the case. He's been trying too hard.
You know, Boach, I heard Steelers coach Mike Tomlin once say, you always want to be a team on the rise, and I'm sure you guys always look at that mountain. You're always kind of climbing, trying to get better at things. Would you rather be like an underdog or a front runner whenever you're in the season? Do you like chasing from behind and going after them and scaring people, or do you like saying, you know, come get us?
Well, if I had my choice, I'd say come get us. Yeah, that would be an easy one. But to your point, you know, it's not bad being the underdog, especially when you get to the postseason. It can take a little pressure off you. I think that's how some clubs look at it when they're not an underdog. You know, we're playing with house money. Nobody expects us to win. And so we have nothing to lose. We just go out there and lay it all out there on the field. But, no, I think without question, I think most people would want to be a front runner.
Skip, get you out of here with this. We've talked a lot about the closer situation, and again, you've been very adamant about, look, we're going to throw certain guys out there. With Garcia and the scapula issue, is Curvelo somebody that we might see getting more opportunities to close out games moving forward?
Yeah, he could be in the mix. We'll see where we're at. You know, it's funny when that closer is in a – you know, it's by committee. A lot of names come out.
Right.
A couple of days ago, it was John Gray should close, and now Curvelo, he's throwing the ball well. Yeah, we have some good candidates. So I think that's a good thing, you know, the fact that you would mention him because you look.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What Phil did last night.
Yep.
And, you know, these guys, Danny, they're all doing a nice job. Armstrong's doing a good job. Garcia, he's still in the mix. You know, these are nice arms that are used to pitching high leverage spots there. And so, I love his stuff. You're right. You get 95, 96 with really good breaking ball, good change of. Those are good pitches on left-handers, too. So, he's a neutral guy. What I mean by that, gets both the lefties and righties out.
Boach, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. Go have a fantastic game today, and let's hopefully get those brooms out.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good talking with you.
Appreciate you, Skip.
There he goes, range manager Bruce Bochy. Whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting. Start winning. Book like a winner today with Olshan. Coming up next, we're going to combo some things up. Mike Bassick joins us, as well as IndyCar racer Pato O'Ward, next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, our friend Mike Bassick will join us in just a moment. But right now, joining us, the inaugural IndyCar Grand Prix of Arlington is set for March 13th through the 15th next year. The main race on Sunday, March 15th, the broadcast is going to be on Fox. Race is going to take place in Arlington's Entertainment District, a street circuit weaving through all the areas around here, AT&T Stadium, Globe Life, Choctaw Stadium as well. And right now joining us is IndyCar racer Pato O'Ward. How's it going today, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me. I love Texas.
Dude, this is awesome. Hey, you were just telling me you lived in San Antonio for a while, and you were up in here in Dallas for a while, and so you do love this area.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time here. I spent many years in San Antonio growing up. Went to school there, and when I started traveling a lot overseas, I was actually based out of Dallas because this is just a great hub.
Oh, yeah. International airport and all that, yeah.
Yeah, so I know the area very, very well, and I mean, truly, it's the closest that I have to home in having a home Grand Prix, as we say.
Yes.
But, I can't wait, man. I think it's going to be an amazing event. And just to be racing through the home of the Rangers and the Cowboys, I think that's already cool in itself.
So you've been – okay, so you grew up in San Antonio then? More or kind of back and forth
so
a little bit?
Born and raised Monterrey, Mexico.
Okay.
But I spent 10, 11 years there in Monterey, and then another 10, 11 years in San Antonio.
Okay.
At the end of those 10 years or so in San Antonio is when I was in Dallas a lot.
Okay.
And now I spend more time between Indianapolis and San Antonio. My parents are still in San Antonio.
Nice. Well, and the reason why I ask that is this. So, you know, being in the United States for as long as you have then and going back and forth between that and Mexico, you've seen where F1 maybe 20 years ago, you know, I mean, it was a niche sport, but now, look, y'all got Netflix specials, you know, you got Apple spending hundreds of million dollars on it. What has it been like to be a part of this meteoric rise for a sport that's been around for a long time?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy because the Netflix really was the
that kind of took it to another level.
Yeah, that was the icing on the cake that it needed to keep on growing. You know, specifically for the female demographic. You know, there's a lot of young girls now that really did not care any about race cars.
Right.
You know,
now they're sliding your DMs.
now they're going to watch their
they're going to watch
they're gonna go watch their favorite actors drive race cars around, you know.
Okay.
But we've all benefited from the massive rise in that, and I think it's been great. Obviously Dallas is a big pond of universities and a lot of young people that I'm sure we'll see around.
Okay.
There's a number of seating areas for this race. I was looking last night. Pit Lane Suites, Windstar Winners Club, the Horseshoe Turn 7, Speed Trap Turn 10. Your seat's the best seat in the house. But if you were going to say, hey, this is where you want to be, what areas, where are you going to see the most action on this?
Honestly, I would go either the Speed Trap, where you see the cars full speed, because it's always amazing to see what the cars can do and how they stop and how they brake. But I would actually do... This is the only track that we have hospitality that Like, we're going to be driving under hospitality.
Oh, nice.
You know, there's a part of hospitality that's going to be behind pit lane, so you get to see all the pit stops and stuff. Like, when you see a pit stop, it's badass.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you're there, it like basically extends out into, like, as a bridge over the track. Like, I want to see the cars coming under that.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Like, that's going to be – that's probably where I would pinpoint where I'd want to watch if I was, you know, coming to the event and being a spectator. I think that's going to be – I mean, you're going to have food. You're going to have drinks. And it's just a very, very cool experience that you don't really get to see in any other race, because I don't think you ever see hospitality above the actual racetrack. And it's right above the pit lane exit. That's where a lot of stuff, like, a lot of action happens there when there's, like, undercuts and overcuts and whatever.
Heck yeah.
Pat O'Ward joining us here talking all things F1 racing. So let me ask you this. So, you know, from a sports standpoint, all right, like, you know, you look at height, weight, you know, 40 times, how big are you, physicality, what have you. What separates the Pat O'Wards from the guy that's at a dirt track somewhere and, you know, bum you know what, whatever? What separates you guys from being great to elite?
Oh man, I would say when you get to a top tier level, it's important to understand that everyone's good. Everyone is good, and what's going to make you different is, you know, what can you do different, or what can you do better, or better than the other guy, basically.
Yeah.
Physically, the cars are very tough because, for example, we don't have any power steering. You see those massive wings on the cars?
What?
Those massive wings on the car push the car down the faster you go. But that translates into how physical the steering gets. You know, so when you go into a fast corner and the car is fighting around, you know, when it's maybe not in a perfect balance, that takes a lot on your body. A lot. And I would say the neck is probably the second biggest. So I would say your arms, your hands, forearms, and the neck. The neck, no, there's nothing holding onto your head. And you also have a helmet on you that's, you know, a pound or so. So just imagine the weight of your head times 5. So it's 50 pounds.
And you get all this pushing, like, down on you while you're at it.
Well, no, forward and lateral when you're cornering. The cars hit up to 4.5-5 G's.
Whew.
And when you brake, you go from 185, 190 miles an hour to 40 in 200 feet.
When did you know you could be an IndyCar driver?
Oh, man. I guess you never know until you get that opportunity because, you know, I won the Indy Lights Championship, which basically is like the feeder into IndyCar.
Okay.
And... My career almost ended 5 times.
From crashes?
No. Oh. Just from, it's a never-ending story of money.
Yeah.
And it's such an expensive sport. Like, you need dough, bro, to go play race cars. You need dough to go play race cars. And sometimes it's just not, you know, it's not hundreds of thousands of dough. It's millions.
Millions. Yeah, different numbers right there.
And, you know, my grandfather used to always say, he's kind of the one that got me into racing. But it's the greatest quote of all time. He said, "We're the only idiots that pay to work."
There we go.
At least on the way up, you know.
Now you're going to be throwing out the first pitch today out here at the Globe. We got Mike Bacsik here,
yes,
who is a former Rangers pitcher. He's the color commentator on the TV broadcast, our former co-host. Mike, do you have any advice for first pitch? Does he need to go out there and hum it, try and throw a slider? What are we doing here?
Well, have you thrown a baseball before?
Once. Okay, so I've thrown it once.
That's going to be a major issue, and I would just say, just like if I got behind an Indy car and I said, I've driven really fast once. Like, there's nothing. I mean, you can, I would say, kind of warm up and throw the ball underneath or you know, wherever you can. But, I mean, just – do your best.
Just try and reach it.
Just go out there and hum it,
say,
dude.
I'd say reach as far as you can towards your target.
There you go.
Because a lot
and
of times when
go.
Things go bad, you let go of the ball and you think it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop your arm. Now the ball will usually go, because your shoulder opens up, your ball will go to the left and it'll go short. So just try to keep your – you're right-handed?
Yes.
Just keep your fingers behind the ball and reach as far as you can, and then just let it follow through. Let your arm
man. If
keep
I
going.
Wait too much, I'm going to flick down
right up into the net behind you.
You want to accelerate after you release, not decel after you release.
Okay. He's also a pitching coach as well, so you're taken care of there. Pato Award right there. Tickets for the race weekend go on sale to the public on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at gparlington.com. Thank you very much, Pato, for your time. Really appreciate it. I know you got a tight schedule. Got to get down on the field for some more of these, man.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate
you guys.
Best of luck out there, dude.
Thanks for the tips.
You're welcome. That's right. I just got through watching that F1 movie with Brad Pitt. That was awesome.
Dude, yeah. No, absolutely. That's what he was saying. Now everybody wants to go see their favorite actors out there racing. So
pretty much.
Now, Mike, it's great to have you around here, man. It's great to see you. This Yankees series has been this has already been a lot of fun. Two wins.
It's been a blast. This team plays really well at home. It's they're a different team on the road versus at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get all excited about at home, and I'm excited about today's game. And then we go on the road, and you're like, what happened to that? What happened to that team that just played at home? The team that played Detroit, the team that, you know, killed the Athletics, the team that took care of business against Atlanta, and then we went on the road. I say we. I'm just calling the games, but what a blast. And just didn't really play well in L.A. and let one get away in Seattle. And Seattle's a tough environment to play at. That's a college football environment playing in Seattle.
Fred said it this morning. That was a big boy at bat by Rowdy last night. That was pretty special.
Well, let me – okay, I'm dying to know, Mike, because and your boy Jared put out a stat after the series, and, you know, you said it. I mean, anybody watching it could see it. I mean, between the series in Seattle and then the last series we had here at Globe Life where, you know, you had five games that were one-run games, right, which could have gone either way. What is it about certain teams that just have your number, or is it just a situation where Seattle right now, because it's a divisional opponent, just for whatever reason right now – they just have the Rangers' number?
I would say it's a great question, and if I had the answer, I would stop doing
here.
This, and they would be paying me $10 million for a whole bunch of teams.
Right?
Like, here's the reason why.
Right.
Psychologically, that team feels good about this situation, and possibly you don't feel as good about that situation. I will say this for Robert Garcia. Sometimes you want to have that ball in the ninth inning. And the first thing is you want to have the ball in the ninth inning.
Right.
But then when things don't go your way, and the place was going insane. I remember they played some up-tempo music, like rap music. And this was – the Rangers were up one. Nobody had come to bat. Crawford hadn't hit the home run yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, are we across the street? Is this a Seattle Seahawks game going into the fourth quarter right now?
It's the Macklemore song, isn't it? The bum, bum, bum.
Well,
bum,
they
bum,
play, they'll play different ones.
Okay,
at times
right.
in the seventh inning, they play that. But I don't know what it is, but they believe they're at an old Seattle Supersonics game or a Seattle Seahawks game, and they just start going insane. And guess what? The players on their side feel it. And when you're on the mound, you feel it because you all of a sudden have 35,000 people cheering for that other team.
Yeah.
And that energy in the building is different. So I don't know. I don't know why Seattle has our number. Their starting pitching is very good.
Right.
George Kirby's the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball against us.
Yeah.
I was saying to their broadcasters and to Dave Raymond, if George Kirby, the last seven times he's faced the Rangers, would just face Oregon State, a great college team. But, like, it's college baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd have better numbers against Oregon State than he does against the Texas Rangers. It doesn't make sense how – I think he has, like, a .12 ERA or something in his last seven starts against us.
We talked, Mike, before the season about Rocker and Leiter and what they were going to experience this year.
Yeah.
We got Leiter on the mound today against the Yankees. This is a big moment for him in this game against that team in this time of season. What do you feel? Where are we on the roller coaster with him?
Leiter's improving.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to say Rocker's not. Rocker has improved as the season's gone on. My son was telling me this, so I'm going to take this as truth, but I don't know.
Absolutely.
My son told me, who's following baseball tremendously right now and loves the game, was telling me that Rocker never threw more than three innings in any game he pitched till he went to Vanderbilt.
Really?
Wow.
That he was watched that carefully, that he was a guy like in high school that when he would pitch, he would just pitch three innings. He's barely pitched in his life. Rocker is so talented that he's doing this without barely pitching in his life, because he pitched at Vanderbilt. Remember, there's a COVID year that he lost at Vanderbilt. Then in the minor leagues, he's barely pitched because of injuries. So he's this good, and he hasn't even really learned how to pitch yet. So Rocker I think can improve a lot. But Leiter is one of these guys. He's one of the few people in baseball. The other day in Seattle, big situation, he said, here it comes.
Yeah.
And he was pumping out 100 with a little bit of location. So, like, he's one of those few human beings in the game of baseball as a starting pitcher who can get it to 100. And then, like, he can live there for a little bit in big situations. And
wow.
He's learning how to pitch
yeah.
while also having one of the best fastballs in the game.
So when we hear about Kamar Rocker, and look, I'm a huge proponent of anybody that's got a professional athlete for a father, regardless of what sport it is, right? Like, you've just got a mental edge over just average folks. So this guy's literally learning how to pitch, you know, professionally before our eyes.
And yes, the game. Right? Like
and
the game around
as a whole.
Yeah, everything that's going yeah. on
and
around
think about
him.
How easy it was at Vanderbilt for him. He was never, like, I hate saying this, SEC's great baseball.
Yeah.
How much was he challenged yeah. at Vanderbilt? Like,
I'm off to he have a whole runner.
Which
though.
Speaks to how good this dude is. So let me ask you real quick. What should be our concern level with Jacob deGrom? Most innings we've seen him pitch in 6 years. All right. Buddy of mine said maybe he's got a little bit of dead arm. He's 37 years old.
Yeah.
And how does a guy like that, I mean, you know, other than rest, because, again, look, this team's not going anywhere. I mean, Evo can only pitch one night every 4 or 5.
Right.
If deGrom, we need prime deGrom. What how do you massage that?
Well, sometimes you just come out of it. You just have about 2 weeks where you're not feeling good, but nothing's hurt. The great thing is there's nothing hurt with deGrom. He's completely healthy. Boach is talking about it. DeGrom's like, I'm completely healthy. Just right now, my rhythm is off. My breaking ball's not breaking the way I want it to consistently. Hitters are taking advantage of it. So I would strongly consider giving him a start off.
Yeah.
Now, I know we are – you know, I guess we have 3 seasons of Cowboys football left. That's tremendous about this game. We're coming down the stretch. How many games do you have left? 3 years of Cowboys football we have left in this season, right? Because there's about 50 games. It takes 51 games now to play 3 years of NFL football.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of baseball left.
Yeah.
And because of that, he has approximately 10 starts left if he made every start.
Okay.
I would like to see him have 8 starts
left.
Right. So he's completely healthy. I'm just wondering, in 22, he barely pitched. I think he pitched 2 months in 22.
Yeah.
He pitched 1 month for us in 23. He pitched 1 month last year in 24. He's pitched 4 months before the season started in the last 3 years. He's now pitched 4 months in this season.
Yeah.
I think he still has it. I think he can be great. I think he and Eovaldi, and I would change it to Eovaldi and DeGrom,
100%.
Can lead you to a championship.
Who's that third guy?
But, well, it's Merrill for, or sorry, yeah. Kelly for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Merrill Kelly for sure. And the thing is, there are 3 righties, and they're so different.
Yeah.
So you can be like, we're throwing 3 righties in the playoffs. And by the way, Jack Leiter, I think there's a strong possibility, as we're worried a little bit about closer. I'm not saying he'd be the closer. Throw that 100 miles an hour in the 7th or 8th inning come playoff time. So now all of a sudden I've added Jack Leiter back there, you know, with – we saw that what Maton
did last night. Curvelo's looking good.
Group.
Curvelo is very difficult to hit. Milner's that lefty kind of funky option. Robert Garcia's good. But right now,
that mental part,
we've seen, hey, how about Devin Williams giving up the home? Everybody forgets this. What was his last pitch last year? Pretty much his last pitch. It was they were going to the next round, and Pete Alonso went Oppo Taco on him to knock him out.
Yeah, he did.
That mentally has hurt him.
He hasn't been right since, has he?
Right.
Mike.
That is such a tough thing.
Thank you so much for coming by today, dude.
Hey, seriously.
Brother, it's so awesome getting to hear you do these Ranger games. It's so fun.
I love this game. I love, like, people like Dick Vitale.
You're the best,
and I'm not,
man.
Like, as excited as Dick Vitale, but I want people to feel the energy of the moment. This is so fun.
Yeah, have some fun today, and have some fun with Mikey B as well. All right, guys, coming up
next
is Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.